This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's National Convention closed-door session to begin in a short while. Nepal Medical Council's data shows that more doctors are leaving Nepal than joining local workforce. And US and Iran form working groups in Switzerland as Pentagon seeks $80 billion war contingency. Now the news in detail. The closed-door session of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first national convention is officially starting at 2 p.m. That is, in a short while today in Bharatpur, Chitwan. The party revised its timeline after a massive logistical logjam yesterday. Organizers initially expected around 3,000 delegates, but the number surged to over 4,200. This unexpected crowd, paired with technical errors during registration, completely disrupted yesterday's schedule and forced officials to suspend proceedings last evening. Delegate card distribution has been underway since 10 a.m. this morning to clear the backlog, setting the stage for Party President Rabila Michani to formally inaugurate the session in a short while. Once underway, the convention will immediately review a series of key internal party reports. Ramakanta Rimal will present the disciplinary report, followed by financial details from the Treasurer Lima Adhikari and an organizational update from Assistant General Secretary. The afternoon session will focus heavily on the party's future direction and rules. Joint General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya is set to present a constitutional amendment proposal for approval, while Vice President Dr. Swarnim Wagle will introduce the party's core socio-economic proposal. President Rabila Michani will then present his comprehensive political report for the floor discussion. In the final stage, Lamichani will announce an interim management committee and the organizing team will hand full authority to the Election Commission to publish the final voting timeline and begin electing new leadership. The number of medical doctors seeking careers abroad has officially outpaced those registering to practice within Nepal, highlighting an accelerating brain drain in the country's healthcare sector. According to Nepal Medical Council, the number of doctors acquiring a good standing certificate, a mandatory document for exploring professional or academic opportunities overseas, has surpassed new domestic licenses so far this year, mirroring a critical trend observed throughout 2025. In 2025 alone, 2,390 doctors obtained the good standing certificate to move abroad, while only 2,122 domestic practice licenses were issued by the council during the same period. Acting Registrar Dr. Dipendra Pandey stated that limited career advancement, low pay and poor perks at the medical officer level inside Nepal serve as a major push factors driving this exit. Since 2020, over 11,000 Nepali physicians have applied to migrate, primarily targeting foreign employment over further studies. The United States remains the top destination, drawing nearly 3,000 Nepali doctors over the last 6 years, followed closely by the United Kingdom, the Maldives, Australia, and the United Arab Emirates. Overall, Nepali medical professionals have migrated to 23 countries in pursuit of better career opportunities. A massive industrial explosion at the Burjan local gas supply facility within Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city has left 13 foreign workers dead and 66 others injured, with confirmed reports that multiple Nepali migrant workers are among the wounded. The powerful blast occurred late Sunday evening as technical teams attempted to restart operations at the processing plant, which had been shut down for routine maintenance since December of last year. Officials' manifests released by the Qatar's Ministry of Energy confirmed that no Nepali nationals lost their lives in the disaster. The 13 fatalities include 12 Indian citizens and one Pakistani national. while the injured manifest spans multiple nationalities, including workers from Nepal, Bangladesh and India. Medical authorities in Doha emphasize that none of the Nepali workers sustained life-threatening trauma and all are currently in stable condition, receiving specialized hospital care. A high-level formal investigation has been launched by state authorities to determine the precise mechanical failure that triggered the explosion. Government officials, including Energy Minister Saad Serida Al-Kaabi, emphasized that the incident was a technical accident rather than an act of sabotage, and confirmed that the localized damage at the Barjan unit has not disrupted Qatar's broader liquefied natural gas export capabilities or domestic energy distribution. Now, another international update. High-stakes technical negotiations between the United States and Iran have officially concluded in Switzerland, with both nations agreeing to establish four distinct working groups to implement a fragile 60-day de-escalation roadmap. The breakthrough announced by the Iranian state media early today morning structures formal panels to tackle the termination of economic sanctions, nuclear affairs, reconstruction and implementation monitoring to keep vital global energy shipping corridors open. While U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance described the initial round of talks as a solid foundation for a success final deal, severe undercurrents of friction persist. Tehran has adamantly denied making any new commitments regarding international nuclear inspections, asserting that true negotiations on the nuclear issue have not yet commenced. Concurrently, Iranian chief negotiator Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf publicly declared that while the Strait of Hormuz will operate under the international maritime laws, the critical trade channel will remain strictly administered by Iran. The extreme fragility of the diplomatic breakthrough is further underscored by massive military maneuvers behind the scenes in Washington. Even as negotiators wrapped up their session at the Swiss resort, the Pentagon actively moved to request roughly $80 billion from Congress to cover potential war contingencies in West Asia. The sizable funding request, currently being socialized on Capitol Hill by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, highlights the stark reality that while backroom economic pragmatism won the night in Switzerland, both global superpowers remain heavily fortified for a sudden return to direct conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Tarai region of the Kosi province. The weather will remain partly cloudy in Madhes province, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur province, and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudut Pashim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is also possibility of a moderate rainfall and even snowfall, even during midsummer, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party National Convention closed door session to begin in a short while. Nepal Medical Council data shows that more doctors are leaving Nepal than joining local workforce. And US and Iran form working groups in Switzerland as Pentagon seeks $80 billion war contingency. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.